Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. This is my experience. I don't know, man. Did someone get the Nair out? Because we're fuzzless today. The girls liked it.
Where is he?
Buzz! I don't know. He might be. He's like, seriously, Big Fuzz is like a major thespian. And as a major thespian, like, anytime can he go and, like,
he's not at some, like, thespian shoot today, is he?
What?
He's not at some shoot today, is he?
No, but he might be at, like,
singing for somebody.
Yeah. He might have to be singing or
try to make him laugh.
Yeah. He's pretty good at making people laugh.
Yeah.
Like, he's a pretty good, like,
improv?
Yeah, improv guy.
Yeah.
Stand-up? No. I can't see Big Fuzz doing stand-up. Mainly because I'm not sure he can stand up that long. Ha ha, he's not here. I can make fun of him.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. Don't take his side. He's not here. He's always sitting there maligning me, making me look foolish, and then putting all that stuff on promos. Do you realize that I was just kind of thinking about this from the weekend because I kind of laugh because I hear myself on the radio a lot when I'm not here on the radio.
Oh, you mean like commercial wise?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm kind of on a lot. And it's very weird sometimes to be driving down the street and be like, hey, that, and because when it's this show, I'm just like, oh my God, I sound like such an idiot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm an idiot. Ah! And then I'm like, oh, yeah, right. I am an idiot. And but then I'm also doing, like, I do the soccer show on the weekend from the pitch from 4 to 6 on Sundays usually. And, you know, so sometimes that'll come in. So I was thinking about that. But do you realize where the Rapids are? The Rapids are in a very interesting spot.
Interesting how?
Well, I broke news. I broke news on the I didn't break a lot of news, but I broke some news.
Okay.
The news earlier that I did not break is that Tim Hinchey, the president of the Rapids, is quitting July 1st.
Why?
He's getting a job with USA Swimming.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever. So I was laughing because I was looking down the list. Earlier this year, they lost their technical director. So,
yes.
So basically,
everybody's jumping ship.
Like rats. But see, so I was talking with Marcelo Balboa about this.
Yes.
And I'm not saying anything, but I said, Marcelo, as the reporter asked the candidate, if nominated, will you stand? And if you win, will you serve as president? And he's like, well, you know, I'm just like, come on, Marcelo.
And he got out of that one, didn't he?
He sure did. He's very good at that.
Yeah.
One thing that Marcelo is very good about. Well, there's four things that Marcelo. There's lots of
things. Too many things to count on one hand.
Okay, but among the most important things he's good at, he's very good at soccer.
Oh yeah. Of course he is.
Like, it's just so, it's just amazing to me because he's here. So he's in Denver all the, I mean, he lives in, you know, he lives outside of Denver and he, you know, and he's in the community and he's, but people just don't understand.
Played for the Rapids.
He did. He played for the United States. He played for León in Mexico.
Yeah.
He's, can you imagine like one of the top 10 best, oh, you can hang out a second because I'm talking soccer.
Oh, I figured.
Wherever you were. Oh my God. Our 5 o'clock shadow just showed up. They said we were fuzzless. What happened to you?
I got stuck in my building.
Wait. Oh, no. How do you get stuck in your own building?
So I live in a building that has three different parking garages, and I park in the one underground.
Yes.
And that has a gate that goes up and down. It wouldn't go up. So I'm parked it there waiting for this stupid gate to go, so they had to call maintenance and have them come out and fiddle with it, and then there's a big accident at Broadway and something. I mean, you know, screw you, Denver. I overcame the gauntlet, and I got here.
Boom.
You know what? If you moved to the suburbs, you wouldn't have that problem. I cruised on in.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take it. It's worth it.
Uh-huh.
It really
curse you, curse you. Oh.
Sometimes Santa Fe stinks coming up here.
Oh, no. You know what? If there's ever an issue, I'm on Broadway, baby.
Actually, you come in at
Broadway,
a different time than I do.
Broadway is just the way to go. I don't care. Broadway is the best street. Everyone talks about Colfax. Like, Colfax is a fun street. So if you drive from west to east on Colfax, or east to west, whichever way you want to do it, you are going to find some very interesting things. Not always pleasant, but always very interesting.
We're on Colfax?
Yes.
That's great.
Broadway is exactly the same, but people don't really think about it.
I drive Broadway up and down a lot. I like Broadway. I don't like going south on Broadway because at I-25, Broadway gets backed up because of all that construction there just on the other side of the highway. I mean, it's a mess.
Oh, that's better now. It's better now.
Okay.
I mean, there's a sign up there that's a merge, but it's not. The two main things go through. It's fine there now.
Okay. Every time I drive down there, it's a mess. So right. I usually avoid that if I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Santa Fe, too. Every time I drive Santa Fe, it's usually a straight cruise through.
Yeah, it's nice.
I had to go to the Melting Pot the other day, just straight down Santa Fe. Took me 15 minutes.
Yep, that's what
I'm talking
about.
Once I get on Santa Fe.
Yeah, I know. Once you get out of Denver.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the big issue tonight was that the stupid garage door wouldn't open. And I don't, you know, it's not my building. I don't own it, so I don't have any way of figuring it out.
That's the best part about living in the suburbs. I have my own garage.
Yeah, which means that if your garage breaks, then you get to pay for it. If this garage breaks, the worst I have to do is just, like, sit in my car and listen to the radio for a bit while someone else comes and fixes it.
That's true. So I was talking about the Rapids only about this. Tim Hinchey, the president of the club, is resigning on July 1st to take a new job with USA Swimming.
Okay.
So that means the technical director, who's technically the GM, left the beginning of the year. So they have an intern GM, and now they have no president.
Okay. So Rats abandoning ship?
That seems to be the consensus.
I mean, if you're losing all your top management, there are two things. Either they just don't care for the job anymore, or the person who's at the top, one Mr. Kroenke, is a person they don't want to work for anymore. You
Possibly.
See that in sports all the time.
Yes.
You know, people get fed up with the direction a team is headed, and they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. They're going to go to somewhere else.
And I just want to make this clear. Everyone wants to pile on Stan Kroenke, and rightfully so in a lot of cases. This is not about Stan. Josh is the guy in charge.
Well, we've had this discussion before. Josh is in charge of the Rapids, the Nuggets, and the Avalanche.
Yes.
And all three of them are terrible right now.
Yeah, well, I feel like he's working for something with the Nuggets. I feel like there's a plan for the Nuggets, but he's a basketball guy.
Well, he's a basketball guy in a basketball league where the Nuggets have absolutely zero chance of winning a championship. He'd be better off to focus on hockey and soccer, where he actually could lead those teams to a championship.
I think the Nuggets could win a championship.
Have you been watching the NBA?
No, not really, but I think they still could. I mean, listen, when Durant was in Oklahoma, they were very close to winning a title.
But they didn't. Were going to. I mean, listen, Golden State could be together for years. Years. No one's going to beat those guys unless LeBron brings in even more All-Stars because he can't do it himself.
Melo, Melo, Melo.
So I'd love to see that because that would be a disaster.
Oh, it would be awesome.
LeBron and Melo.
I like Melo.
I think Melo's a basketball player. I'm not a big fan of his.
Okay.
He abandoned Denver, and he has never done anything in New York.
Everyone who has a wife understands that it was his wife who abandoned Denver, and he just had to come along.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.